This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air this morning. Again, our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. Also, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a little envelope and it says check us out, and of course stay current in that area, and you can submit your email address there. And a cool thing is you get the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the marketplace, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. All that information up at klausfinancial.com. Of course, as well, you can give them a call. Don't forget that first conversation at Klaus Financial, that get to know you appointment, not going to cost you anything. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we are joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
Great to see you, Malia. How are you?
It's a little cool this morning.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I got chickens at home, and I had to turn their heater on last night. So they're living the good life.
Get them
morning.
For coats, maybe.
My wife said, "Oh, time to take them in to get them." I'm like, "Oh no, I love those chickens. They're not going anywhere." Anyway, it's a cold one this morning, and we got a great conversation, a very timely one about RMDs, and of course, as we're approaching year's end, some questions about them and exactly how you calculate that. We'll get to all of that in just a moment. A couple of things to keep in mind throughout the program. Of course, CJ and Malia love to answer your questions. Give us a call this morning. They'd love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Also, later on the program, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Dunkin'. Oh, man, the best out there. Real quick, before we start this week's conversation about RMDs, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks, everyone, for listening last week. We had a lot of call-ins. The question was, what amount of debt on average do Americans who are age 55 to 64 currently carry? And it was multiple choice. Is it less than $50,000 or more than $100,000? And the correct answer, congratulations to Tom of Fitchburg. He answered the correct amount is more than $100,000, which is not the goal. We want less, okay? So thanks for listening and calling in.
And we'll do a new one this week as well. Little tip, if you listen closely, typically not only does the Klaus Quiz question come up, but also the answer as well. So as we're talking this morning, specifically, we're going to be looking at RMDs, what they are, who needs to worry about them. And of course, perhaps later on, we'll talk a little bit about charitable giving ideas when it comes to RMDs.
Yes. Yeah, so we are excited for this topic. Malia and I were discussing before we came on the air that RMDs are something that a lot of people don't quite understand. So we'll be going through what is a required minimum distribution or a minimum required distribution. People say it different ways. So we'll talk about what it is, and then we'll talk about some really neat IRS provisions as it relates to being able to give those RMDs to charities as we go along here. So IRS requires that most owners of IRAs withdraw part of their tax-deferred savings each year starting at age 70 and a half or after an inheriting an IRA account. Your required minimum distribution is the minimum amount you must withdraw from your tax-deferred accounts each year beginning after you reach the age of 70 and a half. Now, there's some interesting things around when you have to pull your first required minimum distribution, in that you don't actually have to pull it in the year you turn 70 and a half. It could be by April of the following year, but generally speaking, we're not going to talk it too far in detail about that. It's just you have to pull an RMD for the year in which you turn 70 and a half and every year thereafter. The way they look at that calculation, by the way, is your December 31st value. Malia will be getting into that in just a moment. If you withdraw less than your required minimum distribution, you may owe a 50% penalty tax on the difference, not to mention that you still have to get the amount out that you had missed. Ooh. So again, you miss it, it's January 15th, you don't have a good reason for it, and say it was $10,000 that you missed in the minimum distribution, not only do you have to get that money out, but then you're gonna get a tax bill for $5,000.
That's what makes everybody nervous,
correct.
The penalty part.
Yes. So RMDs are designed to ensure that investments in IRAs don't grow tax deferred forever. So, of course, the question is, why the heck does the IRS do this? Because they don't want it to grow tax deferred forever. Now, for those who are well under 70 and a half and you're starting to go, what is going on? Don't fret too much. Most people save their money into an IRA so that in retirement they can draw the money out, right? Mm-hmm. So most people are already meeting the minimum required distribution by the time they get to 70 and a half. So to them, the whole 70 and a half thing is a non-issue. They're already meeting the minimum. But there's a subset of people that have been blessed who reach 70 and a half and they go, I don't need my IRA money. And that's the subset that the IRS says, well, we don't care. You get a minimum distribution. And finally, if you inherit a Roth IRA, and I should back up, a Roth IRA for the grantor, the person who had contributed to it, does not have a minimum distribution at 70 and a half. It's one of the beauties of Roth IRAs. However, if you inherit a Roth IRA and transfer the assets into an inherited Roth IRA, or what we call a stretch Roth IRA, unlike the original owner, you must take required minimum distributions, which is fascinating because people go, why? And the answer is, I don't know. I kind of get it. But at the end of the day, there's no tax the IRS is getting, but it doesn't matter. They want you to start removing that Roth money because they don't want it to grow tax free for too long.
Very fascinating stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they would love to talk with you this morning. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Mentioned earlier about signing up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klossfinancial.com. You can also submit questions to be answered here on the program. A little bit later on in the show, we'll do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, another fantastic question this week. Also later on the program, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. In just a moment, we'll also talk with Malia about how much you're allowed to take out of your RMD each year. We'll get those details from Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Don't forget their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, it is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions this morning, give us a call. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. 1310. Talking this morning about RMDs, required minimum distributions. And sometimes people wonder about, so kind of how much are you allowed to take out for your RMD each year? And of course, how is that number calculated?
Yeah, some people are waking up this morning saying, I didn't even know what an RMD was. So we're going to get into some detail. So remember that your required minimum distribution, as CJ said, is something you don't need to worry about till after you're 70 and a half. It's actually the minimum amount. So listen to that word, minimum. You must withdraw from your account each year. And so what the number one thing is, we want to make sure you take out the minimum so you don't get hit with the penalty we spoke of, which is the 50% of what you should have taken out. So you can always withdraw more. So keep that in mind as your financial advisor saying, well, we need to take out at least this amount from your IRAs this year. You can withdraw more. And remember that your withdrawals are going to be included in your taxable income, except for any part that was taxed before or that you may have received tax-free, such as distributions from Roth accounts and so forth. So how is this calculated? Well, the required minimum distribution for any year is calculated off the account balances of all of your IRAs, pre-tax accounts, and it's looked at on a calendar year by the IRS Uniform Lifetime Table. So it's a table.
Sounds exciting.
Yes, it is. And there's a calculation you can do. Actually, if you go to investor.gov, you can do this yourself. You won't know your total to put in because we're not at December 31st yet. But once that hits, you could collectively add all your IRAs. balances, put that in there, and do a computation of what your RMDs may look like. Now, people say, well, what's the percentage? What's the divisor? Go and look at this table, and this will help you. I would say an average amount to think of is when you're 70 and a half, around 3.7% in that neighborhood. And it increases every single year because as you're getting older, your life expectancy is a little shorter, and they still want you to be able to be taking out enough so that by the time you're late 80s, early 90s, hopefully you've taken out all of your taxable income because the IRS really does need your tax money paid out.
So another thing that people ask as it relates to this is what accounts are countable towards this? And so Malia just mentioned Roth IRAs are not, as long as it's a grantor Roth IRA. If it's a beneficiary Roth IRA, it might be. But it does also include, warning, 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 it does include your non-active old 401k
Correct.
Plans. Mm-hmm. So this is where people go, wait, I thought my 401k plan wasn't counted towards this. And the answer is it might be or it might not be. It depends on if you're eligible to make contributions, meaning are you still working at a place that offers a 401k plan? But if you had old balances out there and old plans, then all those old plans, even though they're not technically IRAs yet, they do apply towards that calculation.
So meet with your advisor That's to right. make sure you've got You're, that all wrapped
that's right.
up, and because
yeah.
we don't want any errors for you.
Really, really good information, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions, you give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can always call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, not going to cost you a thing. It's complimentary. Telephone number, 442-5637. Online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Been talking about three letters, RMDs. We will also throw three more in there, QCDs. We'll find out from CJ and Malia what the QCDs are and why they are important, especially if you're thinking this time of year. A lot of us think charitable causes, where they fit into all of that. We will find out from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Still got time to get you in. If you got a question for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning about required minimum distribution, RMDs, what they are. Don't forget as well, if you missed part of today's program, you can always get caught up. Catch this week's show as well as the previous shows. Links up at klaasfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Okay, now that we've got a grasp on what RMDs are, let's add a twist. So for those people who are needing to take those RMDs, what do they do when it comes to donations to charity? There's kind of a neat little thing that can go on here, isn't there?
So again, Malia and I were talking about this before we came on the air. And just so everybody knows, this is really what I wanted to talk about. RMDs, we've talked about so many times, but QCDs, on the other hand, not so much. So 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act extended the ability for people to make their minimum distributions directly from their IRA account to a qualified 501c3 nonprofit charity, and thereby it would not be treated as taxable income to them. Said another way, it would come out as though it was immediately deductible. So let me just go through a couple high-level things here, and then I'm going to really, you know, pack a punch behind this. So using a QCD is a tax-savvy strategy that allows you to transfer up to $100,000 per year from your IRA directly to a qualified charity. You have to hear that word, directly. If it comes to you, doesn't work.
And qualified,
thank you. It is only available for IRAs and individuals who have reached RMD age, which is 70 and a half or older. Again, so this does not apply. If you're 59 and a half, you might be eligible to pull money out, but it's not a qualified charitable distribution. So QCD stands for qualified charitable distributions. Beginning at age 70 and a half, you can have all or part of your distribution made directly from your IRA to a qualified charity up to $100,000 per year.
Per taxpayer,
thank you. Unlike conventional RMDs, QCDs are subject to ordinary federal income taxes. Note, eligible charities include 501c3 organizations and houses of worship. However, donor-advised funds and so-called supporting organizations are not permitted to receive QCDs. This is something we ran into with a client where we said, hey, I got a great idea. We'll take the qualified charitable distribution and put it into a donor advised fund, and then we'll wait for years into the future for the final distribution. Doesn't work. Okay, here's the point I want to make. Here's what I really hope every listener stops what they're doing if you're over 70 and a half and pay special attention. If you are over 70 and a half, if you have IRAs that have a required minimum distribution or an old 401k that has a required minimum distribution, and if you are giving to charities and you're not doing it out of your IRA, I just want to be flat with you. You're probably just giving up free money. Let me repeat that. If you're over 70 and a half, you have IRAs that are subject to required minimum distributions, you're giving to charities already, but you're not doing it out of your IRA or 401k as a QCD, you're probably just giving up free money. So I really encourage everybody, from what I just outlined there, if that's you, stop, make a little note for yourself, go talk to your accountant or your financial advisor, because you just need to make a very small change in the way you're doing things. Continue doing what you're doing, but just do it out of your IRA and you will save tax money.
Really good stuff. What about, I know a lot of people wonder about charitable donations. Will I get any type of tax, income tax breaks with these? Or?
Well, this is the whole point I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm saying this is because the standard deduction as part of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act actually doubled. So now the standard deduction is $24,400 for a couple. I think it's $12,200 for an individual, or $18,000 if you're head of household. The point here is that because the standard has doubled, it's much harder for you to actually get all of your deductions above that number. One of the deductions would be charitable contributions. So between your what are called your SALT deductions, your interest on your mortgage, and your charitable giving, you have to get over $24,400 before it benefits you at all on your taxes. And most Americans just aren't hitting that number. So because of that, this QCD component bypasses all of that. And it just immediately provides a tax benefit, which is why I made that statement earlier.
Really, really good information. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are a business owner or somebody in those positions. Some great stuff for 401ks and other things for employees, and as well as for individuals. You can learn all about that online at KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. I mentioned the website as well. Great opportunity there to submit a question. If you want to have something, maybe you're driving in the car this morning, and of course, I've seen, I know when I drove in, some of those side streets were especially slick, and maybe you didn't get a chance to pick up the phone, give us a call, and something popped into your head, you can always email Kloss Financial from the website. As a matter of fact, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, we've got a question from the corner from one of your listeners, Stacy. She submitted it at klossfinancial.com, and she says, what is the limit I can gift to my children each year?
Yeah, I think CJ and I are probably hearing this on a daily basis mm-hmm. from our clients because they're thinking about it. So thanks for the question, Stacy. The annual gift tax exclusion, that's what people are always worried about. How much can I gift to somebody, is $15,000 per person per year. And what that means is if I have 10 children, 10 friends, whoever, I can give 15, 15, 15 or less and not have to worry about some possible future gift tax that could occur for me. This was the same number that was in 2018, but we're going to get to a little more depth about that. So that's how much you can give to a single person from yourself. The question, though, really is, in the end, will you even have to pay gift tax? And that's where we're headed. We have this federal estate and gift tax exemption, mm-hmm. which is now $11.4 million per individual. So someday when you die, if mm-hmm. your estate was worth that much or more, that's when they come back and they say, okay, are you going to owe gift tax on any amount you gave over the $15,000? Well, only if your estate is over that $11.8 million are you going to have to worry about that. So
this is a big deal. So very commonly people will say, I gave $20,000. mm-hmm. right? So, no, that five's going to get a gift tax. And we go, no, it's not. Well, but I gave 100,000. So that 85 is going to get a gift tax. No, it's not. You can give away $11.4 million during life or after life, and you're not going to get a tax. Now, that's 2019 rules.
Rules can change.
The limitations used to be a million or two. Now they're 11.4 per person. The point of this is to say, it's actually more liberal mm-hmm. on the amount you can give, where you don't get whacked with tax and the receiver doesn't get whacked with tax. It's a much higher number than most people think. It's just that 15 grand doesn't go against the 11.4.
And there's no tax deduction for giving money to your friends or family. So it's out of the goodness of your heart. So keep that in mind.
Hey, by the way, when Malia was saying, talking about the 15,000 individual donations, she said 15,000, she looked at me, she said, or less. Always a lot of fun on Money in Motion. Don't forget, you can be like Stacy and submit your fantastic question online at KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a fantastic $25 gift card to Dunkin'. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Beginning at what age can you take advantage of the qualified charitable distribution rule? Is it 65 or 70 and a half? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Dunkin'. Don't forget as well that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number 442-5637 for Kloss Financial and online KlossFinancial.com. Guys, always fun hanging out. Great to see both of you.
Thanks.
Take care. Of course, the doctor comes your way next right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.